Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So this morning, many of you reached out to find out if there's any more news on the Queen. Queen Elizabeth, it has been placed under medical supervision. Family is rushing to her side. Family is now, most of her immediate family has been arriving to where she's at and to be at her bedside. In Balmoral, from what I understand, is where she is right now. And so people are very concerned. And she has lost a lot of weight, has had to cancel some appearances. I am amazed. She's 96 years old. I am amazed at how active she's been. But since her husband died last April, not this last April, but April 2021, things have changed. Many people also think since the rift of Harry and Meghan leaving the monarchy, a whole bunch of other stuff. She's 96 years old, though, and has been serving. She is the longest-serving monarch. She's strong. Hopefully, she'll get through this. But she has had issues walking, has had issues standing, from what we understand. And so family has now kind of come to her side. So we don't necessarily know what her personal medical issues are. I mean, my guess, 96 years old. And many of you are like, well, it's too fast. She just seemed fine. She was there at the Jubilee earlier this year, and she looked great, but she only had little stents of it because she wasn't feeling well. Still with her famous smile, but she has lost a lot of weight. She has been looking pretty ill lately, and it's worrisome. So obviously people are concerned. She's in Scotland currently. The rest of the family has come to be with her, obviously all eyes are on Prince Charles and, you know, what could possibly happen next, and then who takes over her role. I'm really amazed at her history. I don't know if you guys have watched The Crown. The Crown is not a documentary, you know, it's a drama, but it does. I love historical dramas, I don't know if we would call that historical fiction, but where they reenact the life, but they add, you know, a little bit of Hollywood to it. And The Crown is fantastic. You just see Elizabeth's rise to power when she really didn't want it because, you know, her father died. She was born in 1926, and she was born Princess Elizabeth Alexandra Mary Windsor. And she was born to the Duke and Justice of York, who later became King George VI and Queen Elizabeth. So when her uncle stepped down, her father became king. This was in 1936. She started to make some public, you know, engagements in the 40s. She married Philip, her husband of 73 years, in 1947, when she was only 21 years old. And then she gave birth to Prince Charles in 1948. So Prince Charles is 74 now? I have to double check that. Yeah. So he's 74. He's going to be turning 75. Prince Charles is the first in line to the throne. He's 75. You guys are talking about how, you know, we need younger presidents, you know, after Biden. And I tell you, it's, you know, age doesn't stop anybody in, you know, most other countries. But I get it. And then his sister, Princess Anne, was born in 1950. And then she was coronated in 1953 following the death of her father in 1952, so she became queen in the 50s. Then she had Prince Andrew in 1960, and then in 1964, she had Prince Edward. And she was a, she actually was notable for a lot of her public appearances, and she was a lot more active than people would have expected in terms of the Queen. She was the first state to visit West Germany since, I believe, 1913. This was for the 20-year anniversary to mark World War II. I don't know if it was the, yeah. And then she was very, and again, I'm not saying this as a eulogy. She is alive. She's strong. But, sadly, when you have somebody who's 96 and it is concerning. The drama that has surrounded the monarchy, which I'm sure there has been tons of drama. I mean, the Crown has elicited to it. Princess Diana, people still want to know what the hell happened with that. No, the idea that it was paparazzi or her driver drunk, it leaves kind of a lot of questions. So there's no doubt there's been drama. But the drama intensified even more when Prince Harry and Meghan Markle left and then went on Oprah. I mean, it's this. And I'm not saying that added to, her issues and her possibly her medical conditions, but I wouldn't be surprised if it did play a part. So the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are, I believe, also going to her side. I'm not sure if she's invited or they're invited. Not sure what's going on. I really respect the monarchy. I might not, agree entirely with everything they've done, but the fact that we have a bloodline from century-old, monarchs, and there's this respect that people have. An issue I have this day and age is nobody seems to respect elders, tradition. It's just, it's all about us youth. And I do love seeing the traditional part and some kind of old school sort of, values. And, we have tradition, we're going to wave. We're not going to be just, I don't know. There's just a lot of, I don't know the word, and I apologize. I wish I had a better word for that. Class, very, it's something that I've always been fascinated by. Not that I would want us to have a monarchy by any means, but the fact that they do a lot of, charitable work and all that, I think it's wonderful. So, long live the Queen, and I hope she gets through this. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And being in media and in journalism, when you hear one of your own is brutally murdered and was, you know, not very controversial figure, did his journalism like many journalists do, it's really put our city on edge. And it made us stop and think, you know, what could be going on? When you're a long standing journalist like Jeff German, who had, you know, been in his field for decades, you know, to comb through, well, you know, he covered politics, I believe he covered the mob, he covered a bunch of stories, to kind of go back through going, well, could it have been somebody he did a story on? It could be countless. It could take years to figure out, you know, who could possibly be a suspect in his killing, or was it random? Well, they have arrested a suspect, and the story gets even weirder. So while the city is, you know, mourning the loss of Jeff German, apparently the one of his subjects, because he's an investigative reporter, was Clark County Public Administrator Rob Tellis. Now, German, 69 years old, who passed away Saturday morning, was found dead outside his home. Now one of the lead suspects in his murder is this Clark County Public Administrator, Robert Tellis, 45 years old. He was arrested yesterday in connection with the death. Now, there has been reports that Tellis lost his election in June, his primary election in June for re-election, and he had blamed reporter German for his coverage of him. There was a video of him allegedly in the back seat with another female that was not his wife. I don't know much about that. I haven't been really following the controversy of some of the local politicians, but some people believe that Tellis was so mad that German published these things that could have led to his reelection, or his that could have led to his loss in the primary, that he could have had that as a motive. So I believe, though, when Tellis was arrested, originally you saw reporters come up to him and he wouldn't say anything, he wouldn't talk. I believe we're being told that there was a medical incident and he was taken out of his house on a stretcher and loaded into an ambulance. So there's been some rumors that Tellis tried to commit suicide. I don't have that confirmed. So it just gets weirder and weirder. Tellis is a Democrat, and he had been, I guess, written about in terms of, quote, hostile work environments. When he lost his bid for re-election, I believe he did post tweets that were anti Mr. German and his coverage. So this is, you know, I mean, what happens in Vegas, you know, seems to be always more dramatic and exaggerated and all that, but I mean, who would have even thought something like this would have been done, would have been so open? You'd read about this in the movies. If this really did happen, and Tellis is innocent until proven guilty, but if he really was involved, or he was the one that committed it, or hired the person who did it because of retribution against a journalist, this again puts journalists, as we've seen in Narcos and in movies and in history, puts journalists again in very precarious positions when they need to report the truth. And this has been something that has been an ethical dilemma of many journalists who venture into areas where they're like known mobsters or you know, criminals who have, you know, very nefarious connections, and you know, journalists have to make a decision of, is it worth it or is it not? And but what really surprises many of us is if Tellis ends up being the suspect, the suspect in question, that then, and it gets proven that it was him. You know, reporters cover politicians all the time. Reporters cover the Clintons. They cover the Bidens. They cover the Trumps. They cover Governor Sisolak. They cover Governor Newsom. And they may shed light on controversies. That doesn't warrant anybody being killed. But many individuals that could have mental illness, and I can't say who killed the journalist, but we have a suspect now in custody. But when somebody does have mental illness and they feel that their life is ruined, they may take, you know, these matters that extra step farther. And I don't know much about losing an election. What I do know is running for politics, you have to oftentimes give up your current job. When I was asked to run for mayor years ago, I considered it. I really did consider it, but I didn't want to run against the current mayor's wife because I like her, but there was rumors that she might not run, and so I was asked, could I step up? And when I spoke to the current mayor, he said he'd love the idea. It was really, really cool about that. And he said he'd tell me if his wife decided to run or not. But there was a constitutional rule that said you can't hold another job. Obviously, mayor, you could be mayor of, small town and still be the barber or the physician or the whatever. But, for a city as huge as Las Vegas, it is a full-time job, and I understand that. He also can't be in the media. So if I wanted to run for politics, I would have to give up everything. And I don't want to because I love my show. I love my, I love medicine, and I love everything else I do. So when we see individuals who do, let's say, give up their jobs, they take part of an election and then they lose. Remember I told you guys with athletes and, the losing part of it can really trigger and manifest in some severe mental illness and severe depression and sometimes retribution. And if somebody feels it was one particular person that leaked something or put something out there, they could incorrectly and inappropriately focus their revenge and anger on that person. And if that's what happened in terms of the Telus case, that shows that journalists need a lot more protection, that it also shows that many politicians out there could be complete, whack jobs and murderers. It shows that, somebody can hold a grudge not only for weeks but months. I mean, it's been months since the primary, and people in the media do put themselves out there, and they do hold some risk. And I mean, I've had to consider security for people who are stalkers. Once people saw me, the reason why I do Facebook Live is once people see me, they're like, okay, she's not sexy, so we're good. All right, so, okay. So I'm like, guys, this is what I look like, okay? You don't need to stalk me. This is how I look. Nothing sexy here. Don't look at a poster or look at porn, but you're not going to get that from me because this is how I look. We can't be intimidated, though. We have the First Amendment right that allows us to cover the news. We have a duty to give people the news. We have a duty to be honest and to share when, news comes our way. And with that responsibility, there does come risk. And I hope journalists don't look at this as, okay, maybe I need to, pick and choose my stories and all that. I mean, we need good journalists. We need honest journalism. We don't need hit pieces. But if there's something that's wrong or something that's going on or something that's eerie or scary or whatever, that does need to be out there. But you do wonder how many reporters in the past also suffered the fate as Mr. German did, just doing their job, being honest, and reporting the news. So, these things might make some journalists, think a little bit about, their fact-checking and I see some journalists where they will accuse Trump or Biden or whatever and be accusatory. There's a way to do media where it's news. But still, you're dealing with somebody with mental illness, they'll feel like you ruined their life. So we'll keep you guys posted. This is obviously a very dramatic and a developing story. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home.
So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Memphis, Tennessee police say they have arrested a suspect. 19-year-old Ezekiel Kelly, a repeat offender, is accused of randomly shooting and killing four people and injuring at least three others in eight different crime scenes Wednesday afternoon. Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland.
If Mr. Kelly served his full three-year sentence, he would still be in prison today.
Queen Elizabeth's doctors are reporting to the world they are concerned for her health. Niall Gardner on Fox News was an advisor for British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher.
Hence, the entire royal family is now gathering at Balmoral. So I think the gravity of the situation is absolutely huge here.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as a small business owner, we talk about some of the trials and tribulations I've been going through since COVID, and then now with inflation, with high costs of things, concerns with now the real estate market, and the real estate market starting to see drops, especially in the housing sectors. And it's a kind of an unsettling time for a lot of reasons. So joining us next, who is going to give us a lot of insight on how small businesses can grow and you know, still kind of, you know, fight this wave of inflation, is Dave Hickey, Verizon Vice President, to talk to us about Verizon Small Business Days. Dave, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Excited to do this segment with you.
Wow, yes. And I, you know, you're a busy man, and you being this tech expert and you understanding, you know, the pulse of what's going on, please share with us, you know, what's kind of, you know, happening with small business.
Yeah, no, thank you. I would say we've done these surveys a couple of times, and there's always some really interesting trends within it. I would say one, not surprisingly, you're seeing, and you mentioned that, that people are concerned with the economy and how the downturn can hinder their business. But I'd say chief among those concerns is inflation. Nearly 4 in 5 of our respondents to our survey said that their business has really experienced increased costs in the past year. And those conditions have really caused close to half of them to say that their sales are declining. And about a third had to go and withdraw from their cash reserves to keep things going as well. And so I would say that's kind of the areas where they're mostly concerned. Some optimism is that they say they're remaining really upbeat. More than half expect their business to do better in 2023 than 2022. And they felt that same growth pattern from 2022 to 2021 as well. So moving clearly in the right direction.
And I love that you brought up optimism. It really takes, you know, when you look at Steve Jobs, when you look at, you know, Zuckerberg, when you look at people who build Elon Musk, you know, and they fought odds, it was the optimism that, you know, and the trust in we could do this to keep people going. I think the psychology of it is a huge factor where sometimes small businesses are like, it's not going to get better, it's not going to get better, I better quit while I'm ahead. And sometimes you just need to, you know, power through if you can.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. And I think that's where we really sit in this game with them, is to show them what is potentially possible, engage them with resources and tools that are available, and make sure as well we do these tech checks with them to understand if they are using what similar businesses or industries or verticals are using today, to keep them educated. And they can then choose to where they need to invest. But absolutely, we're on the glass side of this ceiling to see that you can keep seeing through it, keep running.
Absolutely. And, you know, Dave, you're a small business expert, you're vice president with Verizon. Talk to us about how Verizon has partnered and helped these businesses grow.
Yeah, I think it's definitely in a lot of ways what we've really seen is technology is a key to kind of retaining their current customers and growing net new. The numbers really back this up, considering the fact that nearly half of technology additions made by small businesses were to drive new customers, and then more than half involved kind of better communicating and connecting with their current base as well. This is really consistent with previous surveys we've seen that the past 2 years have been prime for technology advancements. Nearly 60% of respondents saying that their businesses leverage digital tools and technologies to create new opportunities and to make money over the past 2 years. And in seeing how customers' behavior has changed so much during the pandemic, nearly half begin offering new products and services to really adapt to that changing consumer need. These advancements, they really can take many forms, and the type of business ranging from instituting contactless payment, powering remote work and collaboration environments, and really created new e-commerce opportunities as well. So that's just partial of the list, just continues to grow the way they're going out and growing today.
Exactly. And it also helped when people were, you know, locked down and unable to, you know, order food or, you know, or purchase groceries. It's amazing what tech has done, and these trends are definitely, I think, a huge asset. I know some small businesses are worried about the price of tech. I mean, a couple of my small businesses, I think, are more efficient as we add more tech, but it does sometimes involve an investment. Are you noticing that the tech is getting cheaper or more expensive?
Yeah, I think what we've really seen is the portfolio is expanded to offer really enterprise type of solutions in a small business priced environment. And so you're starting to see different ways in which you can bring, whether that bring internet or routers. We have this solution that's called OneTalk. It's a kind of cloud-based phone system that's really inexpensive, and it gives that customer the ability to say, I can have a virtual assistant, make myself seem bigger than I am, and also I can have those phones in people's homes or office spaces, and they're voice over IP. So they don't need the traditional connection that you would run into an office building. And so that's where we've seen, like, the really big enhancements. And then if you think about the offering of internet, think how much that became the highlight of everybody when the pandemic hit, right? If you did not have high-speed internet, you were suffering from a business perspective. And now, with the advancement of 5G and really the kind of ultra-wideband network, it creates new experiences, helps them drive kind of employee efficiency and customer engagement. So they are investing in technology because they're seeing they can get in there early, they can have an upgradable system, and not necessarily worry about putting so much money in from a capital expenditure and not being able to get an ROI.
Also, you know, Verizon just published today a small business survey looking at inflation, supply chain concerns. I noticed that, you know, sometimes when there is supply chain issues, the faster you're able to reach your distributor or your supplier, you know, the better. I think tech also seems to assist, you know, among the supply chain challenges that people have.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head for sure. What we've seen is they're investing in technology and they're cutting areas because of inflation, like operational investments, employee events, and they're putting the money in so they can stay resilient and work through it. About a third or about 75-80% said that their business is more prepared to handle this economic challenge because of the lessons they learned during COVID. And that goes down to dealing with things like supply chain and inflation and making sure that they're really keyed and set up for this upcoming buying season.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So in the last minute or so, what would you like my listeners, you know, to learn what else would you like to tell them?
Yeah, I would say a couple of key facts, maybe just from the survey, is what the businesses are dealing with today. They're seasoned, they're really focused on digital, so they're investing in digital, but they're also wanting and continuing to embrace how consumers buy through digital. They're concerned with supply chain, and then they're concerned with the economic turndown and inflation and how they can go back and spend. So clearly, we want to at Verizon support small and medium businesses and help them get to their customer base so they can be successful through this holiday season. We're running some pretty awesome promotions. Just started today with this month of SMB, and it started out on the 8th and running through the 14th with special promotions on all the devices that you can think of, business internet offerings. We do a tech check for them as well to see if they're where they're at in that tech stack, if they're just starting out, if they're really advanced, are they being as efficient they can with their costs? Mm-hmm. And we offer a lot of solutions that way. So I'd say that's where we're at. They can go to www.verizon.com/business for more information, and we can come see them in their business. We can talk to them virtually, or we can talk to them over the phone and take care of everything they need.
Dave Hickey, we really appreciate you and your team and all Verizon does. Thank you for coming on. We can't wait to have you back.
Thank you.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the happiness and the glee I have with the kids back at school slowly took a quick turn when they said, I need more clothes. Where's the groceries? I've just bought groceries. I just was at the store. Food's gone. And I'm thinking to myself, all right, I'm going to have to be spending some money again this weekend. So joining us next is lifestyle expert, mom, and TV host Kathy Buccio to talk to us about some survival tips that we could use to kind of save some money in this day and age as our kids are back to school. Kathy Buccio, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. For me, it's the snacks. You know, I always get the, but we don't have any snacks. And
yes.
I said, look, there are so many snacks you can pick from. What are we not looking at the same pantry?
I know. And it's the healthy snacks. They're like, well, we're you know, we need more groceries. I'm like, why? Because the last of the cookies are gone? Come on.
Exactly. I'm like, there's snacks right there. There's some carrot juice for you. And they're like, okay. I'm like, well, that's all you're going to get.
So true. So you're fantastic in terms of, you know, having your finger on the pulse of what's going on. I mean, I've been to the store. You've been to the store. It's ridiculous. Things are just so expensive. What advice are you giving parents right now?
You know, we use the word survival as one of those words. You know, mm-hmm. we want to be able to, you know, we want to be able to treat ourselves and enjoy and not have to sacrifice quality or taste when it comes to our meals. And I think, like you said, the prices are astounding, and so many families are experiencing that pinch, and they're trying to see where they can save a buck or where can they still be able to enjoy something for themselves and with their families, you know, without having to completely say, hey, you know, we can't do anything. And I think really important is, you know, listen, it's obviously our meals and being together, that's really crucial, and we don't want to take away from that, right? And I know being in the kitchen can sometimes be really stressful, whether mom's the cook or dad's the cook, or, you know, we want to be able to say, let's take a timeout, let's get some takeout, but let's find an option that, you know what, is affordable, budget-friendly, but it's really filling and hearty, and we don't have to worry about it not tasting good, because we know when we order KFC, at least in my family, it's KFC, we love it. You know, we all have those memories of the bucket, the family meals, right? But, you know, we can have that, and I think a brand like KFC really understands that, listen, sometimes families go through tough times, but and we want to be able to give them that at a price that you're going to enjoy what you're eating, and you're going to feel good about your pocket afterwards.
Exactly, and I've definitely used KFC because we've been big fans. I grew up with that, finger licking good, and I love the story of Colonel Sanders and all that. But I also love that they have some healthier options. You know, my kids will eat the coleslaw. They'll eat the they've actually had chicken breasts and the they've had I think even skinless. And there's been a lot of options that have been very easy for me. But I'm going to be honest, what I buy is the dark meat bucket because I love dark meat. And they made it so easy. It was like for $10, you got a dark meat bucket. And I used that, and it was great. And I added vegetables to it, and it did make my life so much easier. And it was very affordable.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think, you know, growing up, I have really fond memories of KFC, too. And I know that it was very big for my parents when they were, you know, when they both worked and it's a long day, you got the KFC and, you know, you were happy. I grew up, you know, going to my grandmother's house, and I remember walking with her to a KFC and getting a drum and a thigh and getting my biscuits. For me, it's all about the biscuits and the corn. Those are my favorites. And I still do that to this day. You know, when we say, listen, let's get out of the kitchen, less time in the kitchen, more time with family, more time doing other things I want to do. And I go on the app and I order the meal. And, you know, whether it's the bucket for the family or I'm by myself or I'm in between shoots, you're working or schlepping, taking the kids to all these activities, you know, they have a $6 drum and thigh combo going on right now. So it has the mashed potatoes, it has the biscuits, and it has the medium drink for $6. I think a price tag like that can't be ignored, and you know you're going to get something that's really filling and really delicious, too.
Exactly. And, you know, KFC, Eat This, Not That, gave KFC a shout-out for some of their healthy options that they've offered compared to other, you know, like they have whole kernel corn. And, you know, they have, you know, like chicken pot pie and, you know, they've been, you know, the sodium content. And so I really commend KFC for, you know, having some more, you know, health conscious options and being there as we've, you know, transitioned from, you know, things being high in sodium, high in fat to having, you know, options that people can, you know, have as they're watching their salt intake. And they've been very, very, assertive with that, and so we appreciate that. We're speaking to Kathy Buccio.
Absolutely.
Lifestyle expert and TV host. I just love your attitude. You're just so positive, and, you know, so, you know, talk to us about, you know, how you're telling households how to kind of manage inflation and back to school and food. Talk to us about some advice also you're giving.
You know, it's probably extra positive because my kids went back to school today, so I'm definitely feeling a little happier over here.
Yeah.
So, you know, so this is great. But, you know, I when I share some time and money saving solution, listen, I don't think all of us are experts but we can certainly share our tips. I can share mine to help around the house when it comes to time. You know, I love being with my family. Yes, I'm happy they're in school, but I do miss them. And when we get back and we sit around the dinner table, dinner is a big deal because dinner is an opportunity for us to sit around and share our day. And I think one of the things that we do in a meal can bring people together like that. And when things get hectic, yes, we do the takeout, we do the KFC, but we sit around together and we go around. And I'm trying to do this more and more. It's like, let's focus on the positive. Let's say, okay, instead of sitting and complaining about homework or I'm complaining about so much work, let's go around and say something we're grateful for. What is one thing that went awesome today that you had a good day, or what was your favorite thing? And you see how quickly that dynamic changes, right? I think that's for me, that's the start. And after that, when I talk about time, I've been sharing this one, which I'm really proud of myself because many years ago, I started doing this before kids. I always pick out my outfits the night before for the week. I'll do that, look at the weather, and I'll say, okay, this is what I'm wearing Monday through Friday for work. And now I do it with my kids because less tantrums, more easygoing people in the morning. You know, less fighting. Everybody knows what they're wearing. It saves me time.
It's clean already.
And I was reading this article.
Yep.
Yes, it's clean. It's done. And I was reading this article, which was really fascinating, which was saying how many of the great business minds, and they used the example like Mark Zuckerberg, the President Obama, that they actually, it's called decision fatigue. So they make these decisions that save time. It's one less thing they have to think about. And one of them was they already knew what they were going to wear, one, or they picked clothing that was basically easy and minimize their choices because that saved time and they already knew what they were wearing the next day.
Right.
And I thought, well, I guess I'm onto something here because that's what I do with the outfits and for the kids too. I also prepare the lunches the night before. One last thing, I'm running around in the morning. I don't want my kids to think mom yells all the time, right? So we never do that. It was like we just get things ready the night before. Shoes, everything, clothing. And in terms of money saving, meal prepping, Doc, meal prepping is fantastic. So you're making a dish, right? Make extra. Why not? That way you can save it, freeze it up. Maybe you eat it later in the week. Maybe change it up. Have it with a different side. That's something you can do. Even when you order KFC, let's say you have some extra chicken lying around. Well, you know, maybe put it in the air fryer. Reheat it. Chop it up and add it in a salad. But you can make that the following day. So it's all about finding little things in terms of time and money that will make your life a little more simpler and more seamless, you know, for the week going forward.
So true, so true. And I like to just quick shout out to KFC also. They helped us with this segment, and they got my family off beef. KFC made chicken taste so damn good that we've become less beef eaters. So we really credit KFC nationally for, you know, introducing people more to chicken. And, you know, anyway, how can my listeners find out more information, Kathy?
Well, they can download the app. It's really easy. It's KFC app. And they're on the KFC app and online, KFC.com. You can hear about the promos that we talked about, the $5 KFC mac and cheese bowl. We can find about doing quick pickup where they can go order and walk in, pick up their food and go and enjoy it. And all that info is right there for some time money saving solutions.
Thank you, Kathy. Can't wait to have you back. All right.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.